Вы услышите разговор служащего транспортной компании с посетителем. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста.
1. True.
Какие не соответствуют?
2. False.
И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа.
3. Not stated.
Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes. My sister's getting married in Canada in September and I'd like to find out about the cost of flights.
Whereabouts in Canada will you be going? Vancouver?
No, Montreal.
Right. And when exactly do you want to fly over? And when will you be returning?
Well, the wedding's on the 14th and I'd like to get there 2 or 3 days beforehand. So let's say sometime around the 10th. It partly depends on the price of the tickets, of course.
Okay, and the return flight?
I'm thinking of coming back 2 or 3 days after the wedding, around the 17th of September.
Okay, let's see what we've got. Right, well, there's a flight from London Heathrow on the 10th of September, leaving at 6:30 in the morning.
That's an awful time. I'd have to spend all night in the airport. There isn't a later flight that day, is there?
Let me see. Yes, there's one at 11 a.m, but I imagine it'll be a bit more expensive. They usually are.
Well, if it's not much more expensive, I'd rather get that one. Which airline is it, by the way?
Both those flights are British Airways.
Okay. And coming back?
Coming back, you could fly on either the 16th, the 17th or 18th, leaving Montreal at 5 o'clock in the evening, and each of those flights is the same price.
So, if we set the 11 o'clock flight on the 10th and the evening flight on the 17th, how much would that cost?
It's just one adult, is it?
Just me, yes.
That would be £673, including all airport taxes.
That's not too bad. I think I'll do that then. Can I book it now?
Absolutely. I'll need your name, address, passport number, and a phone number where you can be contacted.
It's Mrs. Patricia Walker, 27 Seaview Road, Brighton, Sussex.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes. My sister's getting married in Canada in September and I'd like to find out about the cost of flights.
Whereabouts in Canada will you be going? Vancouver?
No, Montreal.
Right. And when exactly do you want to fly over? And when will you be returning?
Well, the wedding's on the 14th and I'd like to get there 2 or 3 days beforehand. So let's say sometime around the 10th. It partly depends on the price of the tickets, of course.
Okay, and the return flight?
I'm thinking of coming back 2 or 3 days after the wedding, around the 17th of September.
Okay, let's see what we've got. Right, well, there's a flight from London Heathrow on the 10th of September, leaving at 6:30 in the morning.
That's an awful time. I'd have to spend all night in the airport. There isn't a later flight that day, is there?
Let me see. Yes, there's one at 11 a.m, but I imagine it'll be a bit more expensive. They usually are.
Well, if it's not much more expensive, I'd rather get that one. Which airline is it, by the way?
Both those flights are British Airways.
Okay. And coming back?
Coming back, you could fly on either the 16th, the 17th, or 18th, leaving Montreal at 5 o'clock in the evening, and each of those flights is the same price.
So, if we set the 11 o'clock flight on the 10th and the evening flight on the 17th, how much would that cost?
It's just one adult, is it?
Just me, yes.
That would be £673, including all airport taxes.
That's not too bad. I think I'll do that then. Can I book it now?
Absolutely. I'll need your name, address, passport number and a phone number where you can be contacted.
It's Mrs. Patricia Walker, 27 Seaview Road, Brighton, Sussex.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.